Imagine being with someone for 24 years and then finding out they are cheating on you after accidentally hearing an argument between your husband and his mistress. On today's case, Mrs. Brooks says her world came to a screeching halt when she found out her husband cheated on her with multiple women, even purchasing one of them a car. Ms. Brooks doesn't believe his cheating days are over, and they need to be if there's any hope of saving their marriage. Mr. Brooks says he loves his wife and feels his past infidelities should be water under the bridge. He is here to prove to his wife that he is ready to make their marriage work. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Brooks versus Brooks.
Thank you very much. Ms. Brooks, Mr. Brooks. Ms. Brooks, you are here because you say your husband's infidelity is ruining your marriage. You say 24 years of companionship is being overshadowed by all of his deception, and this is your final attempt to reconcile your marriage.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Brooks, you say your infidelity is a thing of the past, and you take responsibility for your deteriorating relationship. You say you love your wife, and you desperately want to save your marriage.
Yes, Your Honor.
So let's see where we are. Mrs. Brooks, what brings us to court today?
Your Honor, I met my husband now 23 years ago, and I just felt like he was my husband from when I first saw him.
Mm-hmm.
And for a couple of years, well, it was nice. It was okay. He acted like a companion. We weren't married yet. He was a father to my kids. They knew him. We migrated from the Bahamas. So,
yes, ma'am.
He watched them grow up until the youngest one graduated. And then we started living together, got married maybe 7 years into us being together. Then all of a sudden, I don't know, once I found out he was cheating, things just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm here. I talked to him. We had mediation with family. Nothing worked. Nothing.
And you're at your wit's end at this point, you say?
Right now, yes. If you can't help us, then even though I love my boo, that's going to be it. No.
Because... Mr. Brooks, you heard what your wife said. What do you say, sir?
Well, I'm here to right my wrongs pretty much.
So you admit that you have caused pain in this relationship?
I know I have, Your Honor.
I'm going to take us back for just a bit and say to Mrs. Brooks to tell me a little bit about how you met. I know you say that your husband became a father figure to your children. Now, he was a bit younger than you, right?
Yeah.
Tell me how that dynamic worked. How did that relationship grow, and what role did you each play when you first met each other?
Well, he was so young, I had to teach him some stuff, like adult stuff, which I thought I was teaching him.
What do you mean you had to teach him some stuff?
Tell him how to have a savings account. Encourage him to, like, with his credit. Like, he was a man, but he was a baby also.
And you upgraded him, as Beyoncé would say.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting how it starts out well. How did it go so wrong?
I had a heart failure. I went to get treatment. It was too late, so they had to induce me in a coma. And then he helped me, but then he went astray. Like, he was always there financially, but emotionally, he was in there. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. That's when I really feel like we went downhill.
And I understand that's when you realize that your husband had violated the vows of your marriage.
I heard a conversation one day. He was arguing with a lady. You know, she was questioning him as if she was his wife. And she said, I've been there for you. That's why I help you with the truck payment. And this, it was so much. Like, they had a 40-minute conversation. It sounded like my boo was with this lady for many, many years. That's the way I took the call. So,
like a whole separate family. You know, I hear about this where people live in a double life. It sounded like he was living a life with this woman separate and distinct from the life he was living with
you. Yes, because if she say the whole conversation they had, it was like they were together. I stayed on the phone And then I said, okay, I'll be home waiting on you. And then I guess that's when he said he looked and he noticed I was on the phone for so long.
Mr. Brooks, you got straight caught in the act. Tell me who this woman was, what she means to you, and how long that relationship was going on.
Maybe about 3 years at that time.
So you had been maintaining a second life.
Yes, Your Honor. Yes,
Mr. Brooks, how are you going to do that when you have a whole wife and family at home? Well, look, the jury about to pass out. I got one juror got a hand all over her head because she doesn't even know what to say.
I'm not saying I was right, Your Honor.
No, you're never going to be able to say you're right now.
My wife wasn't, like I said, in good health condition. A lot of time I come home, she's still in bed. I leave, she's still in bed. I ain't saying I know it was wrong for doing it, but that's kind of how it started, though.
So, in other words, while she's facing health challenges, you sought a relationship elsewhere.
No, I didn't sought. Maybe I was seeking it at the time and didn't know, and it just happened the way it happened.
So, for 3 years, at least at that point, you were maintaining a dual lifestyle. Did this other woman know that you had a whole family?
Yes. From when I met her, I told her, I live with a woman.
So that's a violation of the sisterhood. Lord knows I don't ever need to meet her. So how long did this relationship go on?
Probably about 4. Because it really got toxic after the first time I got caught and everything, so...
It's still going on.
It was a lot of stuff.
Mrs. Brooks, you say it's still going on?
Yes, because he have ties with her that he said he cannot broke. And he said if he broke them, he's going to be in debt. That's how he put it. He is still seeing this lady. The lady told me, she said, I want you to know he's never gonna leave me. I'm telling you, this man, he literally broke my heart.
So were you having sexting relationships?
No, Your Honor.
When we gonna link up? I know you be busy. What you doing, sugar pie, honey bun? Ooh, that would irritate me so much. Why are you a serial cheater? Have there been more than one woman that you've been involved with over the course of these 20-some-odd years that you've been together?
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
How did you then find out that there were more women that you were unaware of?
Because I went through his phone. But that's how I found out. When I went through the phone, I found out it wasn't just one or two or three or four or five.
I understand that you submitted some text messages to the court for me to review.
Yes.
Let me look at some of the text messages that you found. Aw, so sweet. So serious. When we gonna link up? I know you be busy. What you doing, sugar pie, honey bun? Ooh, that would irritate me so much. So there's, you know what? I don't need to see much more. This is very clear that you having ongoing conversations with some woman. So, sir, suffice to say, after your wife was a digital detective, she found evidence that you were having multiple relationships. Is that fair to say?
No, because they was, Your Honor, they wasn't multiple relationships. Some of those people I only talked to, because me and my wife, the whole day I'm working, we might only talk one or two times during the whole day.
But I'm seeing text messages that are sexual in nature. So were you having sexting relationships?
No, Your Honor.
So what were these conversations then?
It's just lollygagging pretty much what you'll say, you know?
So you are telling me it's more of a digital cheat rather than a physical cheat?
Yep.
No. He tells the lady, what are you doing? She say, whatever. He say, coming up the stairs. She say, she had to put the kid to sleep. 11 o'clock, you go into a lady house.
And coming up the stairs.
Night, and you coming upstairs.
Yes, ma'am. Have there been more than one woman that you've been involved with over the course of these 20-some-odd years that you've been together?
Yes.
Yes.
Why is that? Because I'm now just going to turn straight to you. Why would you do that? Why are you a serial cheater?
It only got that bad probably the last maybe 5 years. Before that, before we moved like out west, it wasn't nothing that going on, honestly.
But I'm trying to figure out why you think it's okay. Do you think it's okay to do this?
No, I never said it was okay, but when she got sick, that changed the relationship.
What happened as a result of her illness to change your character? Because that's what happened.
Nothing happened to her. It happened to me.
What happened to you, sir?
I don't know. I went off.
And it's like he gave the other women more, like, authority on him. Like,
explain to me what you mean.
He take out a loan with the woman.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, he did.
Nope.
He took out the loan.
Nope. Stop. Nope. I need a minute.
Incredible.
He took out a loan.
Yep.
With another woman?
Yeah, and I didn't even know she told me. Then one day the mail lady gave me the mail with him and the other lady, and then he told me it was a cousin, and then when I went to the aunties, it was a no cousin. It was this woman.
Is this the same lady that we talked about that had the argument from the Bluetooth?
I don't know. No, it was too many of them. When I thought I talked to one, it's another one.
Baby, keep me near the cross. You have no regard for this woman whatsoever. You treat her like her feelings don't matter. Why would you do something like that, sir? I'm just really trying to assess it.
Maybe because I thought I wouldn't get caught, Your Honor. I don't know.
It doesn't even sound like you care if you got caught.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
One showed up at my house. I'm having his birthday party. Well, they on the road.
Don't go. Excuse me. You have to go back to the loan. How much money are we talking?
She told me $25,000. You have another story.
Man.
Mr. Brooks, did you take another woman into a bank purporting that woman to be your wife so that you could co-sign with a loan for her?
No, I took it out for myself to fix my credit at that time.
And you supposed to have this nice lady stand by you for this?
I'm hoping, Your Honor.
Mr. Brooks, what is this about? Because this is not just cheating. It's lack of character.
Yeah.
You have no regard for this woman whatsoever. None. Zero. You treat her like her feelings don't matter. Why would you do something like that, sir? I'm just really trying to assess it.
Maybe because I thought I wouldn't get caught, Your Honor. I don't know.
Actually, it doesn't even sound like you care if you got caught. Mrs. Brooks, you say that your husband helped to raise your children as their own. And one of your children, Julian, wants to testify in front of the court, and I'd like to hear from Julian at this time. I am finding myself shocked with every new story that comes out of your mouth, and I'm going to find out if Julian can help me to understand what that dynamic is. Mr. Seymour, would you please state your full name for the record, just so that I know who I'm talking to?
Julian Rudolph Seymour, Jr.
And you have been raised in the home with both of them over the course of the last two decades. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Have you had occasion to have conversations with one or the other about their relationship? And I hate to put a child in the middle, no matter how old they are, of their parents. But if you've had occasion to have conversations, I'd like to know about them.
Yes, I try to stay out of it, but they both, like my mom has called me crying to confide in me, confide with me. My stepdad, Daryl, he's called me, confiding with me. And I just, most of the time, I just listen to them both. I just, like, listen to them and just, but I just listen to them. I try to stay out of it. I don't really put an input into it. I do think they love each other. I do know that.
So you think that the two of them can find their way back together?
If there's a will, there's a way. If they both get past this, trust issues. He has to build the trust back up, maybe. But she, my mom's willing to. She, because I was joking with her before she went on there. I said, well, they said you got to get divorced. And she's like, she doesn't want to. You know, she wants to try to find ways to make it work.
Don't you want more for your mother?
Yes, I want my mom to be happy. He provides everything, not just for her, for me too. Like, he looks out for us a lot, but, I want her to be happy.
And providing for the family is absolutely paramount for the family. But I can say to you that providing emotional support as well as financial support is absolutely imperative. And to watch your mother cry in this courtroom today breaks my heart.
Mine too. It is my first time seeing her cry.
And this is my first time meeting her. And I can legitimately tell you these are the tears of a broken woman. I appreciate your insight, and I will speak to your parents and let them come to a conclusion on whether there's something left to save. Thank you so much, Mr. Seymour.
No problem, Your Honor.
Mrs. Brooks, you said that you came in here as a last attempt to save your marriage. It's clear to me that your heart has been broken. Mr. Brooks, you said you want to save your marriage. You insist that your cheating days are over, and you want the trust to be reestablished. It sounds, quite frankly, like a marriage of convenience. Mr. Brooks takes care of the financial parts of the home and gives you the security of being a wife. Mr. Brooks, you always have a safe place to come home. You can be with Lottie and Dottie and everybody, but you know at the end of the day, when you get home, Antoinette Brooks is going to be there. You know that. You know that she's going to provide you with safety and security. It's interesting that the core needs of any relationship are emotional, physical, spiritual, social, and security. You got the security down in terms of financial security, but you have woefully walked away from the emotional needs, the physical needs, the spiritual needs, and the social needs. You just walked away. You have treated Mrs. Brooks less than dirt on your shoe because you have disregarded her feelings. You've made her question herself as a woman. You've even allowed women to insult her by bringing information about her husband to her. But Mrs. Brooks, I'm going to tell you right now, there's nothing that I can say that's going to make you walk away from your husband if everything that he has done has not made you walk away already.
Darren needs to do the right thing and, you know, just stop.
But would you believe him if he said he would?
I would know, because it wouldn't be 30 minutes in the car before you come inside because you have to say all the goodbye texts or...
So, in other words, his patterns would tell you whether or not he was being sincere.
Yeah.
Mr. Brooks, are you sincere?
Yes, I am, Your Honor.
Do you think that you have the ability to make real changes?
Yes.
Why'd you hesitate when I asked you a question?
Your Honor, I don't know.
See, now that's more of the truth right there. And I think this woman has been loyal and loving enough to you that she deserves an honest answer.
Your Honor, yes, she has been.
So what's the honest answer right now, sir?
What's the question, Your Honor?
Can you be faithful to this woman and reestablish trust, fulfilling her emotional, physical, spiritual, social, and security needs as a husband should do? Can you do that?
Yes, I can, Your Honor, because all this stuff going on, believe it or not, it only happened over the last 5 years.
Tell your wife.
Boo, I have the desire to do that.
Mrs. Brooks, I asked my staff to print out the divorce papers. If, in fact, you want the papers, I will have them brought out to you. If, in fact, you want to give your marriage a try, then I'm going to support you in that. But you're going to have to put some backbone in your back. And you're going to have to require some things from your husband. This is up to you, ma'am. What would you like me to do?
I want to try.
Mrs. Brooks, I'm going to say to you, you need to require as much from him as you've given to him. And finally, the only thing I will say to you is stop making someone your number one when it's clear that you are their number two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh, Robert, that lady's self-esteem was so destroyed by this man.
He didn't even respect her. He kept cheating on her over and over and over.
The level of disrespect was almost dehumanizing, as if she didn't matter at all. And there's not that much financial security in the world that would allow me to let somebody take advantage of me like that.
Absolutely not. And what didn't help at all is that her son was kind of like, you know, he's a good man. And if that was my mother, forget about it. It's not going to happen.
There was nothing good about this.
Mm-mm.
It was actually disgusting.
Right.
A lack of character.
I agree.
Total.
Made in Georgia.